I spoke to you out at the scene there tonight.
Yes.
How you doing?
Doing fine.
Good. Hey, I had some more questions. I wanted to chat with you a little bit, if that's possible.
Okay.
Your first name is... ...had four children out there?
Yes.
Brenda.
I did talk to them.
Did they, any of them see anything?
The only one that did anything would be my son. He was in the bathroom at the time.
Uh-huh.
Do you want to talk to him?
Actually, why don't you tell me what he told you, and then I'll make a determination
on that. He said he heard some popping.
Uh-huh.
And he looked outside, and he goes, oh, they're popping balloons. And...
Oh.
He really didn't see much of anything.
Okay.
But he did hear the popping.
Yeah.
And then my
little one
didn't see anything besides what I told you earlier about them seeing the police.
Yeah. Which son heard the popping?
My oldest.
Nicholas?
No.
Brendan. Brendan?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Can you kind of start from kind of the beginning and tell me what you actually saw and heard?
Sure.
Okay.
Let me sit down here. Hold on.
Okay.
Because I have a bum foot. Okay. I was in the back area behind the pool building.
Okay.
You know, there's an enclosure.
Yeah.
I was back there, and Randy, which is one of the instructors.
Uh-huh. Okay. Randy.
Yeah. And he goes running back going, there's a suspect, you know, and the police are after him, and we saw him jump over, and we're like, okay. And so we kind of all were going, okay, let's see what's going on. And I saw the suspect, or I assume it's a suspect, at least, and he had fairly short hair, it looked like to me. I mean, I saw the police very clear, because that was not in the bushes, but
mm-hmm.
he was already into the bushes by the time, you know, I really saw him well. He had, like, a dark shirt. Then I saw, I believe, two policemen,
uh-huh.
and they had their looked like they had their guns drawn,
mm-hmm.
and they yelled to us and said, get everybody out of the pool, and as they were making their way down, following them,
uh-huh.
and... then they yelled again to say, no, get everybody out of the pool. And we're like, okay. And so we just turned around and got everybody out of the pool. We gathered all our children because all our children were playing right there.
Yeah.
In that back area.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't even hear any shots or anything like that from where I was.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay. You said you saw the person. Mm-hmm. You know if he male or female?
He was a male. He
okay.
looked dark, maybe black.
like a black male?
Well, he was very dark to me, you
mm-hmm.
know, looking through the shade, you know, of the trees or
okay.
the bushes or whatever they were.
Okay.
He looked dark to me. He had a dark shirt on. He had dark hair. And just my glimpse of him
uh-huh.
was his skin looked dark.
Okay. Did you hear him say anything?
I did not hear him say anything. The only thing I ever heard was the police
okay.
talking to us.
Okay. Did you see him carrying anything, or?
I could not make out his hands at the time.
Okay. So then you saw the two officers. Do you know which one it was that talked, that told you guys to get out of the pool, or get the kids out of the pool?
No, I didn't know. I never saw him afterwards, so.
Uh-huh. You said you saw him very clearly. Could you?
I could just tell from the uniform.
Uh-huh.
He had dark hair.
Uh-huh.
The police officer, I believe, that talked.
Okay.
But they were both running after this guy.
Were they running, or were they...
Well, they were actually being very calm. I was thinking back, going, wow, okay. They weren't running, per se. He was making his way down, and
mm-hmm.
They were standing back, and that's when they started yelling to us, saying, get your kids,
yeah.
you know, get everybody out, get everybody out of the pool.
Okay, so you thought the officers were actually very calm.
Yes, I did.
Okay.
I thought, I'm all, okay, you know. And, I mean, at the time, I didn't know if he had a weapon or whatever.
Uh-huh.
I heard that after this whole thing happened.
That what?
And so, I looking back, yes, I thought the officers were very calm. They were very cautious, wanting us to get out of the way.
Yeah. Did you hear them say anything to the guy?
No, I didn't hear them say anything except to us to get us out of the pool. And they were yelling it at us.
And you knew that, you told me that you saw that their guns were drawn.
Yeah, at least it looked like it to me.
Okay.
Because the guy had his arm, the one policeman, couldn't see his face that well to know which police officer it was, but I could see his, like, greenish uniform, whatever color that is.
Mm-hmm.
And you could tell with his arm, you know, that he was making his way to the side, and I could see his chest area, and it looked like his, you know, my interpretation of what I saw was, he's got his gun pulled.
Yeah.
The way he was positioning himself, I guess what you would call it.
Okay. So when he said, get the kids out of the pool, what did you do then?
There was three of us, women, and we had some kids there. We gathered our kids.
Uh-huh.
I had a little three-year-old, so I was gathering him. And we told Lisa, which was in charge of the swim team at the time, she's one of the coaches, told her, the police just said, everybody get out of the pool.
Okay.
There is a situation, there's a suspect, and then by then I believe Randy is out back over maybe. I'm not positive about that.
Okay.
But he came back somewhere along the lines of us getting the kids out.
Okay. And so you went, you got the kids out, and
And then we were making everybody get out. And by the time, you know, we made because I was kind of at the last end making sure all the kids were getting out of the pool. We made they were already ushering them into the restroom by that time.
Did you hear anything after that? After you were in the restroom and had all the kids kind of?
I never heard anything police. Why? No.
You didn't hear any pops or?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
I didn't personally hear anything like that. People had said that, was that balloons popping?
So they were discussing it, but you didn't
hear it. They were discussing it. I never heard it.
Okay. All righty.
So,
anything else you want to tell me?
Not that I can think of.
Okay. I sure appreciate
Is my car free yet?
I don't believe so. Okay. There's still a whole bunch of people out there. But
We drove by earlier after we got done with dinner. I'm like, nope, still blocked off. I can't get my car yet.
It'll be blocked off for a while, I think.
Yeah.
Anyway, I appreciate you talking to me.
No problem.
You take care.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.